بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وأيضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالىولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل بلغت قال بلى قد بلغت الرسالة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اشهد فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريمRespected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned a means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say Ameen. Before I continue, all of those that got no back problem, please come forward. All the kids come forward. You got no back problem. You got no back problem, please come forward. That's not the place for you all to be sitting. Only if you got a back problem, you sit over there. Come forward, come forward.Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when you make your rows like how the malaika make the rows. They finish the first row, then the second row, then the third row. So those of you in the back, come forward and fill in the space in front. Let us practice on this. Let us practice on this. Don't be casual about our deen. Be serious about our deen. Allah Ta'ala hamein samajh naseeb farma. Allah give us understanding. Don't take our deen as a joke. Let us not, Allah protect us from taking our deen as a joke. Say Ameen.Allahu Akbar, respected elders and brothers. I've quoted an ayat of the Quran al-Kareem that was revealed to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Arafah. It was a Friday, the day of Arafah, you can say the greatest day in the Islamic calendar.On that special day, Allah revealed this ayah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have perfected your religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I fulfilled my favors, my bounties upon you. And I have chosen Islam as your way of life. Our tariqah, our way of life,We all need to immediately do some soul searching within our own personal selves and ask ourselves that Allah is saying that I've chosen that is your way and that is the best way that we should lead our lives in accordance to the deen of Islam. Added to that, this is an important message.That Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to all of us. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ That all of you must propagate this message. That you must propagate this way of life. That this Islam that has been given to you as a bounty, as the best way that chosen by Allah. There can be no other tariqah, no other way, no other creed can be better than the way of Islam. That all Muslims, you are supposed to become an embodiment. You must be such that you must be living like a Muslim, truly following the religion of Islam, and you must be propagating that way. You must be the ambassador of that way. You must be a representative of that way, and you must be in that style and in that way of life.Kya samajh mein aagaye mere baat? Do you all understand? This is what Rasulullah told. This is the message of Arafah. O Musalman, samajh lo. O Muslims, understand. I have given you this religion. You live by this religion and you propagate this way of life. This is what Allah wants from you. This is what Rasulullah Pak says wants from you. And this is what we're supposed to deliberate, contemplate and understand.At the same time, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعْ مِلَّتُهُمْ The Yahud and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians will not be happy. But until they make you follow their style, they want to convert you, if not in belief, in your way, in your thinking, in your value system. Again I ask, we need to contemplate and ponder. Did they convert us in our thinking? Have they converted us in our thinking? And inshallah, this is our discussion today. Have I been converted, or have I, one who is an embodiment and an ambassador and a representative of the Islamic way of life, and I'm going to promote that? We need to analyze. Let us look at some of the fundamentals of Islam, and let us look at the ways of the Yahud and Nasara and the forces of Batil. Let us do a comparison, and we ask ourselves, which side am I on? The ways of Islam. One is that Islam has taught us that we should not attach ourselves so much to the world. We are such that we are the givers. We are those that will share. We are those that will care. That is our value. Another value of ours is that we are such that we don't aspire for name and fame and showing off. And the third thing, and there are many other things, but these three things I want to talk about. And we, Islam, has taught us haya, modesty. The ways of the forces of Batil, the people of falsehood, the Yahud and Nasara. Number one, it's extravagance, wastage and greed. Number two, it's all about showing off. And number three, it's immodesty and shamelessness. These are the three. On this side and this side. Let us now analyze what Islam has taught us, and let us see, am I in that way or away from that way? Let us take the first aspect. When it comes to wealth, what is the teachings of Islam? What is the values of Islam? Subhanallah, Rasulullah Pak's Quran has taught us that what we accumulate, minimum 2.5%, we must give in charity, in zakat. Likewise, we find a beautiful example. Is shown to us the tribe, one of the tribes that lived in Medina Munawwara, the Ashari tribe. Whenever there was difficulty, shortage, drought, they would get together and they would collect whatever they had. Maybe one house had 1 kilo of barley, another house had 2 kilos, another house had 20 kilos. They gathered everything together. No such thing that, you know, I got more, I must keep more by me. No. We'll put, even if I got 20, I'll put my 20, the other family put one, no problem. They put it together and then they equally distributed it. Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam liked that tariqah and said, this is my way. This is my way, that they were sharing amongst themselves. Like that, look at the encouragement that Islam gives. And this is to break the way of the banks. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, we learn from Quran also, that when you give charity, Allah multiplies it 10 times. When you give a loan to a brother, Allah multiplies it 18 times. More sawab. If you give somebody 1,000 rands, Allah gives you in reward 10,000. But if you give 1,000 rands to a loan, which you're going to get back, Allah multiplies it, and you get the reward of 18,000. And if the person did not pay it on the specified time, then it's multiplied every day by 18. What is Islam teaching? To give, to assist, to take care, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَا أَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of people are those that are most beneficial to the people. That is the tariqah of Islam. Now let us compare that to the ways of the kuffar. The ways of the forces of batil. They are there to squeeze you. They are there to finish you up. Interest. The bichara person is in need. He goes to the wealthy person. Or he goes to the bank. What they say? Now I'll give you the loan, but so much you have to pay me. If you go to buy a house, you do your calculations and you check up the ways of the forces of batil. If you take a house and you buy it on a bond for 20 years, for the first 10 years, you haven't basically paid 1 cent towards the house. What is this sucking your blood? This is the way. And the way they will promote it. Now this is the way of interest. Now, look at how we are in our thinking today. Now go take a loan. Go take a bond. Common. Look at how they have converted us in this way. Monopolizing things. That they take full control. That the small man wants to come up, they won't let him come up. Because they take control of this. This is the way of the kuffar, the forces of batil, that they want to, it's all about greed. It's all about greed. And it's all about extravagance. All about wastage. And this about showing off. You can go on and discuss various ways that their system is all about themselves and greed. And we'll come to this a little bit further also. So that is in regards to finance. The next thing, when it comes to our way of life, is one of humility, no showing off. No running for status. No running for status. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the harm that will come to a person's deen because of love. The harm that two hungry wolves will do on a flock of sheep or goats is not as bad as the harm that will come to a person's deen because of love of wealth and love of status. Main to kuch hoon. Allah don't like that. But you look at what Islam is showing us. Humility. Don't make yourself run for status. Even our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, when he's conquering, look at his humility. Not showing off, you know, I'm the conqueror. He's putting his head down so low that his chin is almost touching the neck of the camel. And he's saying, La ilaha illallah wahda, anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazam al ahzaba wahda. In short, Ya Allah, me to kuch nahi kya. I haven't done anything. Ya Allah, you are the doer. You are the one that assisted us. You are the one that has given us victory over our enemies. I am nothing. Furthermore, Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen very attentively. Those that will aspire will have that greed that, you know, I want to become the amir. I want the position. I want to become whatever it can be, the chairman or the president or the amir or the principal. Those that desire it. Allah's help is not to them. Those that didn't wish for it and it came to them. Allah's assistance is with them. And we ask ourselves, the whole system of, we say, so-called democracy, the so-called election, I am the one, I can do it. And he's aspiring and greed for it. And we will follow it. How beautifully said, Jamhuriyat wa swataraz hukumat, jisme logo ko gina jata hai, tola nahi jate. Beautiful words. Democracy is that way of system where people are counted, they are not judged or weighed how good they are. If the majority of a certain type will vote for him, even if it's a fool. Even if it's a fool. But we all will clamor behind it and will pass fatwas that is also acceptable. Bekuf. We are supposed to propagate our way of life and our system of life. That is what Rasulullah SAW had told us, this is your deen, you're going to propagate it and you show it and you spread that way of life. Where is the amanadari today? It's all about showing off. And furthermore, let us look at how they show off today. Look at what they have promoted and let us look at how we have been affected. It's all about myself. Are bhai, I ask you, does it make sense? Does it make sense that a person must take a selfie? It's a sign of pride. I want to show. I want to show myself. I want to show my wife. Promote your wife. Is your wife for everybody's looks? Have you married her for everybody to admire her? Why do you take selfies? Look at how they have converted you. So much so they have reached that level. Allah maaf farma. They have reached that level. That today the Muslim doesn't even think. He'll be right by there by the Hajre Aswad, or he'll be right there in the Mataf, he'll be right there by the Kaabatullah, he'll be right there in Medina Munawwara. Everything is about selfies. The memos of Hajj. I'm going to take all these pictures and show. Kisko batana? Hajj kiske liye hai? Diklane ke liye? Ke Allah ke liye? It's all about showing off. Everything is focused on that, and then we fall for that. In every way, they think this is about showing off. That has become their way of life. Ours is of humility. I must be, as the hadith have come, that person is so loved by Allah that is unknown. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us regarding Hajj. Allahumma inni asaluka hajjan la riya wa la suma. Ask you for Hajj, you know there's no name and fame. No showing off. In every aspect of our life, Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq wa amali minan riya. Oh Allah, cleanse my heart of hypocrisy and save me from showing off. Showing off in anything and everything. Now the guy wants to show off. I don't know how it makes him more intelligent. That he wants to make a porcupine hairstyle. Does it make him more pretty? Likewise, you will see the person, and you see how they have converted you. Keep some hair, leave some hair. That is against the way of Rasulullah. But we will do that. Tattoos, is that the way of Islam? But we'll do that. Now let us ask how much you've been converted. Quite a detailed section, but I just want to cut on the last point now. Haya, modesty. Haya, modesty is the way of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the best saf of the men is the first saf. The worst saf of the men is the last saf. And the worst saf of the ladies is their first saf. That means, like in Medina Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah SAW, they used to come to the masjid. Their first saf is the worst saf because it's, although they are children in between, but because they are close to the men, is taken as the worst saf. The ladies' saf is the best saf, is the last saf. The men's saf is the best one that is in the front. Because there is more division, more separation. That is what Islam has taught. Modesty, the ladies mustn't come in front of the men. But let us look at ourselves today. In the name of education, the forces of batil have converted us so much. Think what I'm saying to you. No, in the name of education, because of greed of wealth, like I brought the point in the beginning. No, I can send my daughter to the university and she can mix with anybody and everybody. As if nothing is going to happen. And something wrong with them. And something wrong with those parents. And they will be answerable to them on the day of Qiyamah to Allah Ta'ala. Look at how they have converted us. What is going to happen to my daughter? What is going to happen? I have to educate her. Everybody thinks like that. Have I been converted? Am I living like a Muslim? What is I am supposed to promote? Look at how they have converted me. I'm asking as a Muslim, do we realize that we have been converted? Have they defeated us? In what Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتْهُمْ. They will not be pleased until they converted us. Have they not converted us? 90% of them want to send their daughters to the universities, even though the environment is so horrible, even though they have seen so many of our sisters that are lost. But where have they gone? Modesty. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the satr of the man from the navel to below the knee. How much we have been converted. Even our sisters will watch that football match. Will watch that football match with that person's satr being revealed. We think about it. Hey, nobody cares. Even the men are dressing like that. People are dressing shorts. Look at our ladies. Her whole body is satr. That is what Islam taught. Look at how they have converted us. And we are happily, happy to be converted. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah bi'afwahim. They desire, yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah, to extinguish the light of Islam with their media. Everybody, I can't understand the brains of our people. You want to look at all that haram and all that way of the kafir on the television, knowing that they're converting you. And they're converting your children. They are converting us. And we will still have the media in our homes. My talk may seem, you know, it's flying over our head. It may be very abnormal what I'm saying. But this is reality. And how to respect the elders and brothers, I say to you, Allah Ta'ala make you understand. Two things. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Bada'a Islam Ghareeb. وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَوْ تُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Islam starts very unfamiliar. Today it's become unfamiliar again. When I'm talking to you about TV, get rid of it. Buy short pants is not acceptable. Selfie is not acceptable. When I'm telling you all this, don't send your daughters to the university. It's an evil environment, even your sons. Hey, what he's talking? Strange this thing talk. But what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Tuba lil ghuraba. When you will be steadfast on this way that you are unfamiliar, glad tidings to you. Glad tidings to this way. Stick to the way of Islam. And again, I bring that message in the beginning. Allah gave us that beautiful announcement that you have got the best deen. Nabi Kareem Sassam says, propagate that way. Propagate that Islam. And at the same time, think, have I been converted or not? Allah Ta'ala hame samaj naseeb farma. Say ameen. Allah give us hidayat. Say ameen. See, not just a talk. It's something that must come into our hearts. Say ameen, brothers. Say with some feeling, with yaqeen. I must change my way. I must become a good Muslim. Practicing Muslim. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.